here at Windsor Castle. This is a child of Prague. Superstition in Ireland says this little Jesus, originally from Prague, then went to Spain, brings good luck and keeps away the rain. So we're just going to place this little man here, and we hope that the child of Prague keeps the rain away on the day of Meghan and Harry's wedding.
Henry McKean, you finally lost it, have you?
Well, I mean, you would lose your marble here in Windsor if you're here for 48 hours. It's bonkers. It's a circus, exciting circus, colourful circus, but a circus all the same, to be honest with you, Ivan.
Child of Prague, though.
Well, the Child of Prague, it brings good luck. And the idea is, if you put it out, as you well know, because you're from rural Ireland, you're from Wexford, you put it under a bush or something, or maybe you bury it, it brings good luck, and it means that rain stays away. It originates in Prague, and then it moved to Spain in the 15th century. Then the Irish took it on, and it's a superstition. And it works, because I actually did put it out there on the grounds of Windsor Castle. People from around the world I got to chat to, and some were close to Meghan, and I asked them about the Child of Prague. So I have a Child of Prague in my pocket. Portugal's quite a religious country.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to keep the rain away. I buried it the other day on the grounds of Windsor Castle, and now its head's fallen off, which I think means that this is good luck.
Maybe, I don't know, I'm not that religious, but I don't think it's going to rain.
You don't think it's going to rain?
Definitely,
I can see a few clouds.
No, it's not going to rain.
It is like Portugal here today, isn't it?
Yeah, sunny Portugal.
More than likely, superstition says that it will stay dry, it won't rain.
No, it's not going to rain.
On the day of the wedding. Yeah, do you think it will? Do you think there's any chance?
Rain. No chance.
I'm Melissa from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I'm so excited to be in Windsor visiting my beautiful aunt for the amazing wedding of Meghan. She's like my best friend.
So you're friends with Meghan?
Yes. Well, I watch her TV show, so we're friends.
So do you know her, or do you just want to know her?
I want to know her.
And why do you love Meghan Markle?
Because she's just the perfect American princess. Everyone in America wants to be a princess, and now she really is going to be one.
So you flew from Pittsburgh to be close to this American-British fairy tale.
Exactly. It's my fairy tale, so I'm living it through them.
I actually work at Clifton National Trust, which is open to the public as a garden, and it's very beautiful, and that's where Meghan will be staying tonight.
Wow, so will you be able to hang out with Meghan in her quarters?
No, but we'll be providing her safety while she's there.
And comfort, I hope.
It's a beautiful place.
And has she been demanding? Has she asked for blue Skittles or anything like that?
She hasn't arrived yet, so no, I think it's very low-key for her.
So these aren't just local people from the Windsor area. There's been a huge influx of super fans. This is like a Hollywood circus, is it? Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like The Greatest Showman. Everyone is here. Everyone from across the world. Heathrow is right next door. Flights are coming in from around the globe. They're getting off these big Dreamliner aeroplanes, and they're coming here. The streets are getting busier and busier, and they are camping out. And I think there is a lot of love for the royal family outside Ireland. Obviously in the Republic, not that popular. But in other parts of the world, Canada, they're loved. They're absolutely loved. And Northern Ireland, they're loved too, because I got to meet a super fan, a guy called Patrick. He's from a Catholic area. He is Catholic. He's from West Belfast. His friends are Republicans, but he loves the royal family, and he loves them a lot.
I really like the Princess of Wales, and she was young. I was young when she died. But
so Diana, and her memory is here, isn't it?
Yeah, Diana died in 1987, and Prince Harry was 12, going on 13. And my mummy died in 2003 when I was 13. So I had a bit of a connection with the princes.
So you feel like you're attached to them in a way?
Yes.
And for people living on the south of the border who say, who cares? What do you say to them? What do you say to people living in the Republic who have no interest and they shrug?
A lot of them still buy all the newspapers. A lot of them...
So they're secretly following?
I think there's a lot of closets there. Or,
and you're out of that closet?
Oh, yes, definitely. But there's a lot of people are very curious and...
They kind of curtain twitch, you think?
Yes, yeah. Three flags with me. I have the British flag, I have the Northern Irish flag, and I have the tricolour. #Good Friday Agreement, #peace. I've met Prince Harry twice. he's so charismatic. He's so like his mummy. He's just so, so down to earth. He's lovely.
And he looks a bit like you.
It's not hello, hakai, or where do you come from?
So quite personable.
He is really personable. He really takes an interest in who he's talking to.
That's Patrick from Belfast. So the news story today was, we now know who's going to walk Meghan, not our dad, down the aisle.
Yeah, the Prince of Wales, Charles, they've issued a statement. They've said he was pleased to be able to welcome Miss Markle to the royal family in this way. And you're right, this is a huge thing. And the royals call themselves the firm, almost like a mafia. So he's taking her under his wing. But she's going to walk a lot of it herself, I understand. It's not just going to be Charles. She is an independent lady. And also Harry's grandpa, he's 96, Prince Philip, he's recovering from a hip operation. They have confirmed he will attend. And the lemon drizzle cake, well, it's not quite a lemon drizzle cake, but it's a very modern wedding cake they're going to be doing too.
Is it actually Mary Berry made the cake?
It's not Mary Berry, no. It's a lady called Claire Patak. But I've decided that in a way that this American baker has taken inspiration from Mary Berry.
All right.
Very similar. Incredibly similar, to be honest.
Okay, you met...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, not at all. You met, hear ye, the town crier, did you?
No, I did. I met the Windsor town crier. He was in full outfit, you know, and you can really feel that fever pitch starting.
Oh, yay! Oh, yay! Oh, yay! To the listeners at News Talk!
I am Chris Brown, the town crier for the Royal Borough of Windsor and Maidenhead.
So you actually are a town crier?
I'm the official town crier.
Hear ye.
Indeed, hear ye. It's a wonderful day to be here in our town. I am so glad that so many people are here.
Get your souvenir flags for the royal wedding.
You're selling flags here, right beside Windsor Castle. How excited are you?
Hope to make lots of money.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, obviously for the little ones. It's going to be a historic day, so...
So it's similar age to Charlotte and to George. Your daughter is wearing a Meghan mask. Very unusual. It's like as if Meghan had suddenly become a four-year-old.
I know, we might get mobbed in a minute. People might think that she's here already. Do you like being Meghan? Are you now a princess? I think someone's gone shy.
You're selling Harry masks, but this is Harry without the beard. You have the beard masks. I want
we
a beard
don't.
One.
We don't have
Why
a beard
not?
One. Well, he shaved for this occasion.
We understand he's not going to shave tomorrow.
No, that's terrible. You can't. You have to be clean shaven on your wedding day. It must be very emotional. It's such a big day, your wedding day. But Charles is going to walk her down the aisle, which I think is a lovely gesture.
So Charles is going to walk.
Isn't that lovely?
Meghan down the aisle.
That's like really
what
bringing
about
her into
Doria?
The family. Oh no, she's fine.
She's
the mother. Yeah, no, she's fine. She's got her other bits to do.
Right, so this is apparently a big issue right throughout the, 120 states in the Commonwealth, is it?
It's a massive deal. I mean, Harry is so popular because he's a playboy. He's a messer. It's not that long ago he was naked or nookered over in Las Vegas. So there is a lot of love for him because he's not the usual royal. He's not stuffy. And I got to meet this Jamaican lady. Remember Jamaica up until recently, Brexit, were getting a hard time from the UK, even though they kind of rebuilt this country after the Second World War. She loves the royal family and she wants Jamaica to be a part of the empire again.
I love those people. They make my dream come true. I love Prince William and I love Prince Harry. So they are my dream. And they are
beautiful,
fun.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank
Jamaican
you so
accent.
Much. Thank you so much from London. So I will hold here till tomorrow night.
So you're going to camp tonight?
Yeah.
And tomorrow night?
And tomorrow night.
So you're in this for the long haul?
A long time.
And why do you love the royal family?
Well, you know, I just love those people. They mean a lot to me. Cause I remember in my country, before 61, they used to run Jamaica, you know, before it's independent. And I love them. And they are fun, they are joy and happiness.
And so you remember that joy, the happiness, you remember the empire. Do you miss the old British Empire?
Yes, I do.
You think they did a good job running your country?
Yes. Every day I grieve to know that we turn to independent. The Queen should be running Jamaica.
Even the good people of Jamaica are excited about this event. 12 o'clock tomorrow. And you can hear more from Henry McKean, the royal wedding, tomorrow. Down to Business has been taken over 10 a.m. on News Talk and throughout the day. And Henry has been valiantly reporting. Before I even open my mouth on the show, I had a text in front of me. Please stop talking about this bloody royal wedding. I'm sick of hearing about it.